Well, he's got outstanding size, great leaping ability. He's a excellent route runner, and they line him up in a lot of different places.
Do they run the ball much? Mark Ingram's out for a month, I know that, and I think he was averaging 11.5 or 12 carries a game. And we think Drew Brees, Saints offense, stretch the field, throw the ball a million times. Is that true?
Well, they're running it a little bit less now with Ingram out, but especially in the fourth quarter, he likes to run the football. Regardless of what the score is, he likes to run the ball, and there's always situations. His play calling has always been what I call indiscriminate, in the fact that he'll throw it on second and three, run a fullback dive on second and ten. You know, so he's always one that you have to prepare for.
You know, and the thing about Drew Brees, granted he's elite, so I'm not trying to run him down or anything, but I was chatting with Harrison Smith and Brian Robinson early in the week about him. He holds the ball until the very last second. I mean, he wants them to break off long routes, so there could be some good sack opportunities today.
There's possibility. You know, Drew does a great job with the football anyway. He does a great job knowing where to go. Receivers do a good job of getting open. He's not a scrambler, but he moves in the pocket.
What was the week of practice like for you guys? What was your message Wednesday when you came into it off the New England game? And how squared away do you think they are into today's game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that what I want to keep preaching the message is when we get punched in the mouth, we have to punch back. And so I think that's important that we continue with that theme, and hopefully we'll go out and punch back.
You've been a coach for decades, so I'm not telling you anything new, but when you look back at that game against New England, even when you look back at the Rams game, it's like if you look at the final score of the Rams game from afar, you would think, okay, Rams are terrible, Vikings might go to the Super Bowl. But it was really a tightly contested game for quite some time. Likewise for that Patriots game, and then you look back at a couple of plays that were missed, is it tough to get past the what if when you lose?
No, you have to move on. It's, you know, the NFL, the games are so close each and every week. Very rarely do you have two games like we've had. And sometimes it's turnovers, which wasn't actually both of the ball games that made the score big. But you know, if you play solid and you don't make a lot of mistakes, then you're going to be in every ball game.
You go -4 in the take-give, you're probably going to lose 98% of the time. The Vikings, led by Mike Zimmer, did have some very good plays in the New England Patriots game. One defensively and a touchdown offensively. Let's take a look.